At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Tomorrow is the big day. That's right, Zeoli Army. We become the Zeoli Navy. We storm the beaches of Cape May for our live show, and it's going to be great at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So please join us for that. And we'll be there 3 to 7. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come to the show and stay for as long as you like. You can stay for a little bit. You can stay for the whole thing, whatever you want, but just do that. The bar will be open. Not an open bar, but the bar will be open, okay? So I want to see you there. Make sure you join us for that at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. As we begin here today, you might notice if you're watching on YouTube, I am up at Fox News. I guest hosted Jimmy Fallon's show, Fox Across America. And I was supposed to be on America's Newsroom, but we had to move that. So shooting for Monday. But we'll see. Shooting for Monday. It's all right. It's okay. It's all good. You know, that's how it works. We're all right. This is the game. This is what we do. We roll with it. So anyway, the big news today is that the president says that we're going to make a decision to go or not go within the next 2 weeks. So we're going to start at cut number 3. White House press briefing just wrapped up a short time ago. If the president does speak this afternoon, we'll certainly go to it live. I don't know if he's going to or not. He also had a lot to say about how much he hates Jay Powell, the Fed chair. But anyway, here's Caroline Leavitt with this very clear message from the president about what's going to happen and the timeline around this. Cut number 3.
Regarding the ongoing situation in Iran, I know there has been a lot of speculation amongst all of you in the media regarding the president's decision making and whether or not the United States will be directly involved. In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
Okay, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. All right, great. There you go. Donald Trump likes to be unpredictable. We know that about him. He's always said that. He wants to be unpredictable. So is it possible that he's saying that and then something may happen within a few hours? Possible. I mean, it's certainly possible. I think anything is possible in this situation. But there is a big debate going on right now about what should happen. And one of the things I think about Trump, and I've said this before, is you got to trust the guy. You know, we elected him. We have to trust his judgment. This decision is going to be his and his alone. And he's hearing from all these various voices, some of them saying you got to bomb him. Some of them saying do not do that because you're only going to start a long protracted war. It's not as simple as just bombing it and then walking away. And I think it's good to have a debate. I just don't think it's good for MAGA to start killing each other and just dividing each other. And I think that that's bad when that happens. I really do. It's a problem. So I would like everybody to tone it down. I understand. Make your case. Advocate. Make your case. Make your point. Fine. But with the name calling and everything else, man, holy cow. Caroline Leavitt also said regarding the correspondence between the United States and the Iranians, cut number four.
As for correspondence between the United States and the Iranians, I can confirm that correspondence has continued. As you know, we were engaged with six rounds of negotiations with them in both indirect and direct ways.
And then what would a deal with Iran need to entail? What would that mean? I mean, the president has said, I want an unconditional surrender. What does that mean exactly? Cut number five.
What exactly would a deal with Iran need to entail?
No enrichment of a uranium, and it would absolutely not. Iran is not absolutely not able to achieve a nuclear weapon. The president has been very clear about that. And by the way, the deal that Special Envoy Witkoff proposed to the Iranians was both realistic and acceptable within its terms. And that's why the president is sent that deal to them.
The deal would be Iran does not enrich the plutonium, whatever it is, to make a nuclear weapon. How do the American people feel about this? Where do the American people stand on this? Well, CNN's Harry Enten, he's their pollster over there, very excited. He does his best Steve Kornacki impression. He says the American people, well, they're with Donald Trump on this issue of not letting Iran get a nuke. Cut seven.
Chief data analyst Harry Enten joining me now. You've looked at all the numbers. Trump has said that Iran cannot possibly get a nuclear weapon. That is what this is all about. How do Americans feel about that particular thing?
Yeah, look, I think it's a complicated picture overall, but on this particular question, and overall, I feel like there's more support for Donald Trump's positions than is comically acknowledged. Oppose Iran getting a nuclear weapon. I mean, look at this. 79% of adults agree on that. They agree with Donald Trump. Iran cannot get a nuclear weapon. 83% of Republicans, 79% of independents, 79% of Democrats. When you get 79% of Democrats and 83% of Republicans agreeing on anything, you know that that position is the very clear majority in this country. And so the American public is with Donald Trump. They definitely oppose Iran getting nuclear weapons.
The question, of course, is how do you keep them from getting a nuclear weapon? And is keeping them from getting a nuclear weapon involve bombing Fredo Mountain? That's the question. That's the debate. I mean, nobody thinks they should get a nuclear weapon. It's how you stop them from getting the nuclear weapon. That becomes the question, obviously. And the debate, I get it. I mean, I understand the point of view of those who say that this thing with Iran has been going on forever and ever, and you can't trust them, and at some point they're going to develop a nuclear weapon. I get that. I also understand the point of people who say it's not going to be just as simple as just bombing this Iranian nuclear facility and thinking that that's the end of it. It never is. And these conflicts grow and then they fester for years, because if that were to occur, it's easy to say Iran will just be left in the Stone Ages, but that may not be the case. And it may lead to an unintended consequence that drags the entire region into a very, very long, long conflict. The point I'm making, though, is that I don't think Trump's going to be swayed by Mark Levin, by Tucker Carlson. I think he's going to be swayed by his judgment and his belief on what he believes is the best solution to this problem, because he's not a warmonger. He's also not an isolationist. He's not the kind of guy that's easily influenced by voices around him. That's why he's always wanted people around him to debate. That's why I think it's good. I mean, have the debate. I'm not saying not to. I think you should have a debate passionately how you feel on the issue. But he will make that decision. He alone will make that decision. And the question is, do you trust him enough to make the right decision, even if it's not the decision that you want him to make? During this course of the next 2 weeks, he is going to be listening to people who are going to be saying different things to him. But I know one thing is clear. He does not want to see the United States in a long, protracted war. And if he believes that that's what would be the result of this, then I say he doesn't go. If he really believes that it could be the kind of thing where the United States drops a bomb on this Fredo Mountain nuclear facility, I call it Fredo's little Godfather reference there, and then ends it, and that's it, and there's nothing Iran can do, and then you move on, okay, then I think he goes. Then I think he does it. My impression of this is he's waiting and analyzing and looking at the ramifications of scenario A, which is you bomb it, and scenario B, which is you don't, and really within scenario A of what happens. Is it really the kind of thing where you drop a bunker buster on it and then it's over? There's nothing Iran can do. And then they just go back and pick up the pieces and try to rebuild something? Or do the following things occur if that happens? And then here, Mr. President, here are all the outcomes of what could occur if you launch a strike and you use a bunker buster and you destroy their ability to make nuclear energy. Here's all the ramifications of what could occur. And then I think he's going to weigh it. I think he's going to weigh both sides of that and then make his determination. I have a hard time. And again, I'm not an expert in foreign policy. I'm certainly not an expert in Iranian foreign policy. I have a hard time believing that Iran is capable of really pushing back and doing much if that happens. But I don't know because I have no access to intelligence. He does. So there, it's possible that maybe he knows that Iran can do more than we think they can to respond, to retaliate. And that when people are going on cable TV and on podcasts and saying, oh, there's nothing Iran can do if that happens, maybe that's not the case. And it's also possible the president has intelligence that says if that happens, then, you know, there's going to be a coup and the Ayatollah is going to be out. And then you're going to wind up with this crazy whack job who's crazier than this crazy whack job is. And now you're going to have a whole bunch of new people running the country who are even worse. I don't know. That's possible, too. I imagine all of these things are being discussed among the president and among his inner circle. But I don't think he's going to go on social media and look at, like, it was so dumb the other night. Somebody was saying, and I'm not going to mention who, but one of the conservative voices out there who's strongly advocating for the president to drop a bunker buster bomb on Iran, that this person was getting based, whatever the term is, I don't know, ratioed, wherever these people were responding on X. I'm like, first of all, I don't even understand what that means. It sounds stupid, but Trump doesn't care how many responses a conservative media guy gets to his comment advocating for him to use a bunker buster, nor does he care how many responses that he gets from a podcaster who tweets out that we shouldn't use the bunker buster. Like, none of that stuff is relevant to Trump's decision making. He's not looking to be popular here. Like, well, if 63% of MAGA says go, well, then he'll go. He's not looking to do that for the simple reason that he doesn't have to run for president again, A, and B, because this coalition that supports him stands by him. Now, you may lose some people, but for the most part, I've said this before, he has, and this is an unprecedented loyalty among President Trump and his people that you don't see in politics. And you're not going to see this again in politics for a very, very long time. So his decision is not going to be made on what he thinks makes, quote unquote, MAGA happy, or makes MAGA podcasters or radio hosts or influencers happy. It's going to be based on what the outcome is going to be if it's option A, you bunker bomb this thing, or option B, you don't. Because under both of those categories falls all of these various scenarios that we have no idea. And I think that the big mistake that sometimes we often make in these situations is thinking that our intelligence community doesn't factor in the unintended consequences enough. And that's because in the past, they didn't. We just look at Iraq. But we have Tulsi Gabbard there as the director of national intelligence. And you know what? I think Tulsi Gabbard is absolutely 100% thinking of all of the unintended consequences of what could happen under both scenarios and giving honest assessments to the president. I don't really buy this whole idea that she's been ostracized to the Phantom Zone, that she's not. I know the media reports are saying that. I don't really buy that. I don't believe it. She said that in March that she doesn't think Iran is close to being able to have a nuclear weapon. The president the other day made a comment about how he doesn't know if he agrees with that or not. But either way, I don't think that Tulsi is being ostracized just because the New York Times reports that Tulsi's being ostracized or being put out or that she wasn't at a meeting. Like, so what? I mean, she may not have been at the meeting because she was doing her National Guard duty, which she was. And she may have been participating in the conversation. And there are the people within who work for her who are also giving these national intelligence assessments to the president that involve all these various scenarios of what could occur and what could not occur in these situations. So that's what I say. I say you got to trust Trump. He's saying now 2 weeks. I think the message to the Iranians is you better get your S together, and you better get your S together very, very, very quickly and find a way to make a deal that Ambassador Witkoff presented you options. You need to take those options or else, because you don't want the scenario to happen where, and it's within 2 weeks, by the way. It's not 2 weeks. It's within 2 weeks. I mean, it's a very important point to note. It's within 2 weeks the president's going to make his decision. Today is within 2 weeks. You know what I mean? 4 hours from now is within 2 weeks. Within the next 2 weeks is the key takeaway. I'm going to play that again just because I don't want that point to be lost on you. I think some people are reporting it as in 2 weeks he'll decide. No, it's within the next 2 weeks. So that means that tomorrow morning falls within the next 2 weeks. Monday afternoon falls within the next 2 weeks. You get my point. Could be at any moment right now. Could be before the show's over today. So one more time, Caroline Levin from the White House press briefing, cut number three.
Regarding the ongoing situation in Iran, I know there has been a lot of speculation amongst all of you in the media regarding the president's decision-making and whether or not the United States will be directly involved. In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
Within the next 2 weeks, within. Very clear message. It could be tonight. It could be tomorrow. It could be the 5 minutes before 2 weeks from now that the expiration date of this 2 weeks, whatever that is. You know what I mean? But that's a key point. He said, look, Iran wants to negotiate. So based on that, all right, we're going to negotiate and I'll make my decision within the next 2 weeks. Because I think some people got confused by that and said, oh, he's saying in 2 weeks he'll decide? No, within. So that sends a message to Iran. You better get your butts to the table. You better negotiate. You better start doing it now because it's going to get really ugly if you don't. It could get very, very ugly if you don't.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So just keep that in mind and I want to know what you think. So either call the show at 855-839-1210, tweet me on X at Rich Zeoli, or weigh in on our YouTube chat at 1210 WPHT is our YouTube page. And let me know what you think. What's your opinion of what the president should do? I welcome the debate. I just don't welcome I hate the name calling and everything else that happens. I hate all that because it's, a coalition needs to stay together, and it's fine to have policy disagreements. That's okay. What's not fine, though, like I said, is when you start having people tear each other apart. I mentioned this comment last night when I was in Wilmington. I was very excited, and I want to say thank you to my friend Judy Travis, the fundraising chair of the Northern Newcastle County Regional Republican Committee. I got to see some great friends last night in Delaware, and we had a great time together, and our buddy Michael Pelka even showed up last night. But Judy Travis and everybody on your team, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun last night. But I said, you know, the debate is good. Have the passionate debates. But what we don't need to be having is this public, like, you know, killing each other over this when the only person who's making that decision is Donald Trump. So give him your thoughts. Give him your opinions. Absolutely 100%. That needs to happen. He needs to hear from you, and I need to hear from you. So let me know what you think. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. I saw him yesterday. He's the man. He's my dentist. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants, the master of giving you your best smile. So go see him today, VeneriaDental.com. We're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.